Tonight I want to talk about that part, courage, and I want to go through a story. We're going to walk through a story here in Numbers. We're going to start in Numbers 13 tonight, and I'm going to quickly read the whole chapter, but I'm going to go through it quickly, and then we're going to talk about it, because Numbers 13 and 14, you'll see that they're going to start exploring Canaan. It's when God tells Moses to send the 12 spies, and so we're going to start with that. It starts in 1. It says, "The Lord says to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I'm giving the Israelites. For each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So the Lord commands Moses and sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites, and their names were as follows." And then it goes down, and you can go back and read all those names down through 15. And it picks up in 16, and it said, "These are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. When Moses sent them to explore Canaan, he said, 'Go up through Negev and on to the hill country. See what the land is like, whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled or fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there trees in it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land.'" Because, and then in parentheses, it says it was ripened in season. The grapes were. So they went up and explored the land from the desert of Zin and as far as Rehob towards Lebo. They went up to Negev and came into Hebron, and where the descendants of Anak lived. When they reached the valley of Eshcol, they cut off the branch bearing the single cluster of grapes, and two of them carried it on a pole along with pomegranates and figs to the place in the valley. So it goes down through the beginning of the chapter, and if you look at Numbers 13:1 at the very beginning, it says, "The Lord said to Moses." And that's where I wanted to pick up today from last week. And like Pastor T.D. Jakes was saying, is when that opportunity comes, when God has given you the word and you know what God is telling you to do, and you have done the studying and the diligence and the things, the work to do to seek that goal, are we walking through the door? So we see here at the very beginning, the Lord said to Moses, send men to explore the land. See, the Lord promised Moses the land of milk and honey. He promised them this land. And so that he has the word of the Lord to send the men. And as you go down through all of those names, you will see two of the men out of the 12 were Joshua and Caleb. And my question today is, and what the Lord put on my heart is, are we the 2 or the 10? Are we the 2 or the 10 in our life? Because there is a difference what set apart the 2 from the 10. And if we go on to chapter 14 here, and I'm doing it in my app, but you can turn to chapter 14. I'm going to just read a few scriptures, and we'll be referring back to some of these. But in Numbers 14, as you go all the way through Numbers 14, it's about the people rebelling and what happened there and kind of the moment when, out of every moment as you're going through 13 and 14, that Joshua and Caleb set themselves apart. It says, "The night all the members of the community raised their voice and wept out loud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, 'If only we had died in Egypt or in the wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken to plunder. Wouldn't it be better if we go back to Egypt?' And they said to each other, 'We should choose a leader to go back to Egypt.' Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly where they were gathered. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, 'The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into the land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. So do not be afraid of them.'" And in that scripture, man, that was so powerful to me, because how many times in our life do we see an obstacle or a situation that we know that God has told us what to do in this situation, promises that God has given us, and we start going towards it. And there are those around us who say, "This cannot be done. This is crazy. What are you talking about? We can't do this." And here it shows Joshua and Caleb saying, no, but we have a promise from God. The Lord is on our side. We've seen what's there and we can defeat this. Because if you go back and you look in Numbers 13, it talks about how towards the end of the verse that they come into this land. And when they report back on this land, and I'm not sure if I read that part there at the end, but what it talks about is first they describe what is in the land. They describe the good things that are in the land, what is there, everything wonderful that it has. Then they say, but. There is a but in there. And let me see if I pulled up that scripture. And they go on to talk about the people in the land and how great the armies were there and great the people were and how they were going to be impossible to be defeated. But then Caleb jumps in, and Caleb, it says actually in Numbers 13:30, it says, then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, and we certainly can do it. See, there it says he had to silence the people, meaning the people were getting so loud and so overpowering that he had to actually silence them in order to reiterate, we can do this. And how many times in our life is it maybe ourself? Is it those around us? Is it our job? Is it even sometimes those we go to church with that say, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And we have to silence that voice, whether it be in our head, if it's the voice of family members, of friends, of people around us, and say, you know what, God has given me a promise, and this is something that I can do in my life. And so when we go back to that scripture that talks about when we ask God for something and we seek what God has for us in that area, and we knock and that door opens. We had mentioned a couple weeks ago how we have about 5 seconds to make the decision before we just naturally kick into hesitation to go forward in life, before we naturally kick into our own defenses that say, I can't do it. So in that time period, just like here, where we see Joshua and Caleb, they knew. They went with the other 10 spies into the land. So what was the difference between the two of them and the 10 other men? What was the difference between what Joshua and Caleb saw and what the men saw? Because they all saw the same thing. They all went to the land. They spied it out for 40 days and they saw what was there. They saw the good. They saw the bad. But see, the difference between being the 2 and the 10 is what you take away from it. In what you believe and what you know God has told you. And not only do you know what God has told you, but how strong is that in you? Not only do you believe it, but can you push forward with it against what the world is telling you? And see, it goes on through, I believe it's 14. At the end of 14, it talks about how you will go on to hear of Joshua and the great things in Caleb. But that is the only time that the other 10 are mentioned. Actually, at the end of 14... if you go to the end of 14, and let me pull up the scripture exactly, but it says, somebody is upset. She had her shots today, and so she is not happy. But it talks about, I believe it's at the end of 14, that the other 10 died. And if it means the difference between your destiny and your future and going towards what God has for you, or it means the difference of that dream dying, you not being able to go forward in those things because you choose another direction, which do we want to be? Do we want to be the 2 or the 10? And I know for everybody in this room, for what God has for us and for those out there that God has called us to reach, we want to be the 2. You want to be the Joshua and the Caleb. And what it takes to be the Joshua and the Caleb in this generation of this time going forward is silencing all those voices around us that say, you cannot do it, or say, Christianity is hypocritical, or all of those things that we hear in the world and the media that try and silence what God is trying to do. See, that is what the biggest, one of the biggest challenges right now in the world is the silencing of people with Christian faith and beliefs. They can't refute it in so many ways. They've tried to refute it and refute it and refute it. So when you can't refute something, the next thing you do is you try and silence it by whatever means necessary. And, you know, in taking prayer, trying to take prayer and things out of school, they're trying to silence what God is trying to do through our next generation and the next generation. Because what people know is this. If you can take it out of this generation, eventually what's going to happen as they get older and older and older and older, it will not come down into the generations after them. And so if we are not the two, if we are the 10, then that is what happens. That dream, that drive that God has put in us will die. And it will die for us and for our children and for our children's children. And we will not be able to go forward in the things of God by the choices that we make. And so as we go forward, and what God just showed me was, do I want to be the 2 or the 10? I know for us right now, this is a time, and we've talked about it a few times in our life, where God's really challenging us in a lot of areas of going forward. A lot of it are steps of faith. Now, there's steps of faith in an area we know that God has called us to, but still, there's steps of faith. And any time you're going towards a direction that God's called you to, I know everyone knows this, that the enemy brings in, whether it be within your thoughts or people across your path, it can be a stranger, it can be anyone, to kind of try and stop you from going towards that dream or that goal. And it happens every time. It seems like every time that God pushes you forward in an area, the enemy is right there to kind of try and push you back in that area. And so as we take steps forward in areas that God has shown us in different paths that God has given us, the enemy has really, really been fighting that in a lot of areas. And, you know, we have found in those areas in this season, which every season is different how the enemy fights, but in this season, it has been through trying to silence or stop. Not necessarily the upfront attack, the attack that you see, the attack that's obvious, but through the silencing of what it is that God is trying to do in the times when it does not need to be silenced. So I just want to encourage you in those areas of your life, as you're going forward in the things of God, if you're coming up against that time where God is really trying to do a work, and in your spirit and in your heart, and you've prayed and sought God, and you know that's the direction that God has you going, and it's time to speak that vision, do not allow the enemy to silence you for fear of what someone is going to think or do. And as T.D. Jakes was saying in that, you know, courage is a huge, huge, huge factor in that. That's the kind of the opposite, or the reaction of the opposite of fear. If you can have that courage to say, you know what, I know what God's going to call me to do. I'm going to go forward and do it, and I'm not going to care what anybody thinks. I think a lot of times as Christians, we're afraid that that's going to come across as prideful or cocky or something like that to say, I don't care what somebody thinks. But what it is, it's not in a prideful way, but in a faith and a trusting way to say, you know what, I know what God has called me to do, and that is what I'm going to do. And we go forward in that with power, with truth, with God as our source and our provider through that situation. And so as we're going through this season right now, when you knock on that door of opportunity, because I've talked to several people, you know, over the last probably month, and quite a few people have had some unique opportunities to do things, but there's been different fears rise up, or there's been different situations that have almost stopped them from doing some of the things that God has called them to do. And I just want to say and encourage those people, and some of them aren't here tonight, but I just want to encourage those people to go forward in that area. Because just like Caleb and Joshua, if they had not gone forward in that area, if instead of setting apart and being the 2 instead of the 10, if it had been all 12, if no one had believed the promise that God had already given, if no one could see, yes, that there are obstacles, but that God can defeat any of those obstacles because he's giving a promise, how much different would it be? I mean, you have 1 second sometimes to make that choice, to know where God has called you and decide, okay, am I going to go this direction or this direction? And that direction being, am I going to choose God and faith and forward, or am I going to be afraid and fear and scared? Not to say that it is not fearful and scary, and not to say that it's not a challenge, but we know through prayer, through those people that God has put in our life for spiritual support, guidance, people that we trust, those close relationships that God has put in your life. We have those people. We have God. We have prayer. We have all of these tools that God has given us. I just want to encourage you just to go forward, because I know and I believe that there are those here tonight, and also those in general. God, you have knocked on that door, and God is opening that door. He's about to open that door for you, and all you have to do is walk through that door. But when you do, the enemy is going to be there trying to prevent you from going through that door. And so at the end of Numbers, I want to go back and look at that scripture. at the end of Numbers 14, where it talks about, as it comes down here, I'm going to pull it up real quick. It says in Numbers 14:26, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumblings. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing that you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you 20 years old or more will be counted in the census and who grumbled against me." So it goes on through this to say, now this was Old Testament. This was a different time. But what it's saying is sometimes the words we speak have so much power. And as you see in that scripture, everything that they spoke, they were going to get in that scripture. And so I have found myself a lot of times whenever I'm thinking fear thoughts or nervous thoughts, wanting to speak what ifs or is this kind of, I'm kind of that analytical back and forth, think things through, consequence this versus that. But I've really found myself in a new season where I say, okay, God, I know you've called me to this area. And so I put my faith in that area and I speak faith over that area more than I ever have. And as I looked at this scripture where God was telling them, okay, everything, those who have spoke against me, everything you say you have, you are going to have. And I thought about how many times in my life have I doubted or questioned, not God, but questioned, is this me hearing God? See, I think a lot of times we don't question God. We question our ability to hear God. And in turn, that a lot of times prevents us from doing the things that God calls us to do. And so that's an area I know within the last year that I've prayed over is I said, God, I want to follow you. I hear your word, but God, just strengthen in me my knowing of hearing and knowing that this is you. Because God, I trust you, I believe you, I love you, but I doubt myself at times. Doubt myself knowing and clarity because we so many times want to do the will of God more than anything. And God knows our hearts and God knows that. But we get in our own way a lot of times in deciphering, is this God? And so as I've gone on, and I won't share on this tonight, but some scriptures that God has given me on deciphering, discerning, and knowing when I'm hearing the will of God in my life through the fear. Because there are times when God speaks, it is so clear and you know that it's God. And then there are times when God speaks that, like we talked about, when that door opens and the enemy comes in, it is hard for us to say, is this God? Is this not God? Because of what the enemy's doing in that area. And so as I just looked through this number scripture and I looked at the difference in the 2 and the 10, you know, and why they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, it is where we put what we speak and what we believe to be true. See, God had given them miracles and signs and different things, different things that they could believe in and hold on to and grab onto to know that it's Him. But at the same time, they still questioned. And I think back to how many times has God given me a sign or a miracle or something in my life. And I go back to that and I look at what God did in the situation. Because if I did not, then I would question, should I go in this direction? So as, you know, as we go forward, as I was looking through this scripture, and as that clip said, as he was preaching, do we have courage? And that word that he was preaching this year is, it's like Cricket was saying, this is a year of just really stepping out and believing God and going forward. And just as he was speaking this summer in this conference, having courage to do the things that God calls you to do. Courage against the crowd and against what's out there and against what's being said. I know that anytime God wants to do a breakthrough in an area in your life, in my life, in anything, it's going to take a certain amount of courage that we have to have. And oftentimes we have to know the truth. And the truth is this. It is going to be the few that have the courage, not the majority that have the courage. It's the scripture like we used a few weeks ago talking about there will be few that go down the narrow path. There will be many that go down the broad path that lead to destruction. And we have to choose, do we want to be that few or that many? Again, this is, do you want to be the 2 or the 10? You know, it's so many places through the scripture you can see it is going to be the minority. It is going to be a smaller group. And we have to choose which it is. The choice is facing you whether or not you know it. You're making the decision whether or not you know it. You either are headed down that path of the 2 or the 10. You are already headed down the path to your future. You may not even be aware of it yet. You may not even know what's going on. But every day you go forward in the things of God or choose not to, you're choosing that path. See, a lot of times we think we have a choice in where we're headed. And we do, but we don't, because oftentimes we're already headed that direction and we don't even realize it. I mean, every choice we make every day when we wake up in the morning, we are making a choice to go towards God and go towards our destiny and our future and our purpose, or we're making a choice to do something else. And now those things may not all be bad. They may not be sin. They may not. But every choice we make that is not going towards our destiny is going to set us back. And so as we, oftentimes you'll hear us say, as we talk about through different services, the importance of different things in different areas of our life. One of those being prayer, being one of the most important things you can do in your life every day that we can actively do to hear God in our life. And so that's been an area I've really tried to challenge myself in more and more and more going forward, is making sure I get those times of prayer in that time with God. Because as you seek more of your destiny and your future and your purpose in God, the more things and time and even the good things that God's given you, family, kids, work, all those things will pull you away from that time. And so I just want to encourage you, as you know, I've been encouraged by others, is just to go in that direction. As you're seeking God and you're praying, just constantly pray over the will of God in your life. Pray over your destiny. Pray over your future. Pray over what God has for you. You know, last Sunday I got a text. We were talking about this service, and we got a text. Leah was texting back and forth just about, man, the service, just how just the anointing came on and how just God was in that service. And so many people came up and just prayed and received the Holy Spirit and just different things in their life. And you could really see God moving and God doing things. And, you know, it wasn't just two. It was almost every person, I think, in service that morning. And so I know this, God is really, really trying to do something. And He's using people. God uses us to do those things in our community, in our church, in our families. But as He does those things, we've got to strengthen ourselves. We've got to strengthen our direction. And so I just really tonight, in speaking, I just wanted to just encourage you. Because anytime we're going through a forward push that God is trying to do, the enemy wants to come in and wants to wear you out, make you tired, discourage you in every area, just hold you back from what God has for you. So I just want to really tonight just encourage you, because God is working and God is taking things forward in a way that you just cannot even imagine. And God is going to continue to do that. In a couple of weeks from now, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, Crickets mentioned it. It's been mentioned quite a few times in our announcements. We're going to have our back to school Sunday. And that's a time when our kids come in our service, and we've invited teachers in the community to come out to just pray over them, pray over the school year, pray over the kids, pray over a lot of different areas. But how awesome and amazing is it? That is just a time when, as we talked about earlier, the enemy is trying to pull Christianity and God out of everything, and we can pour that time into it. Man, that is such an important time and service, because when the world is trying to pull out so much of God and pull out all of those things, we can pour that back into it. I know just in this community in El Dorado, we have so many teachers, which in the public school system, they can't really talk about it, but we have so many good Christian teachers throughout the community who love the kids, who even pray over their kids. But of course, they're not allowed to speak their faith in the school system. So I just thank God so much for putting those people as a line of defense for our kids there. I mean, they are the ones who are stepping out, who are the two and not the 10 within our community, who through prayer privately fight for our kids and what they're going through in their situations. And they see those things that we can't see in every situation. And so I know God puts people in certain places at certain times for certain reasons. And I'm so thankful for them. And I'm excited about that Sunday. And I'm excited about the opportunities we have to pray and put God back into everything. But I just want to encourage you tonight, because things are about to pick back up. For many of you, even those of you who don't have kids, once the school year kicks in, I think everything else kicks in, and it's just kind of a whirlwind, even for those people who don't have kids. And so the schedules start back, the routine starts back, so many activities starts back, sports and everything in life just cranks back up again. And a lot of times when that happens and we get so busy, God kind of, for many, just kind of gets put on the back burner. Our prayer kind of slacks off a little bit. Our time, we're in a hurry. Maybe we do pray, but it's rushed. I just want to encourage you, don't lose focus on the destiny and what God has for you in your life. Because I know and I believe that God has great things for you, in store for you in this year. We're coming up on, we're about halfway through the year, a little bit more than halfway. And in these next few weeks, months, through this time coming, God is doing some amazing, amazing things. And I believe there's going to be a lot of testimonies. There's going to be a lot of revelation that comes through what God's been doing this last 6 months. And so as we go forward in that, I just want to say, just don't let up on what you're doing now. Just believe what God has for you and trust it and go forward in it. Tell you what, it's hard to speak when your baby's crying. You just want to naturally go over there, but I'm going to let him do that. So it's that kind of pull. You just can't walk away, but you have to. So so anyway, he's got it though, okay? But I do. I just want to encourage you in every area. And I'm excited about what God's doing. I'm excited about sharing things, some things over the next few months that I believe God is doing right now. And I think we're going to see those things come about and come to pass in this next season. This, you may think, okay, we've talked about all this, this whole beginning of this year, but what's really happening? I don't see anything coming from it. Well, I believe this and I'm going to speak this. It's coming. You just wait and see, because it is on its way and it's coming. And don't be discouraged in that, because very, very soon, I believe you will see some of those things that God has been trying to bring about. So tonight we have a few minutes before we dismiss here. So I just want to give that time like we did a couple of weeks ago. And I just want to take this time. Like I said, we're coming to the end of summer. We're coming back into school season. Life is getting crazy, busy. I want to take a quiet time, a prayerful time. Just give you a few minutes, a few moments for those of you or for everybody who doesn't have that time to just sit with God and just pray and seek God in the areas of your life that you need. You know the areas in your life where you are believing for a miracle, you're believing for God to do something, or even you're praying over a dream, a destiny, a future that you know God is pushing you towards, and you just need that time, that quiet time here tonight. So I want to take those last few minutes. As Joe, if you'll just start any song, that's fine, and just bring the lights down, and we're going to take the last few minutes here to just sit in a quiet. We're not at home, we're not with our kids, we're not on the phone, we're not in our car, and we're just going to take the last few moments, and we are going to have a time of prayer. Okay, and before we start this, we have one announcement. Saturday at 2 o'clock in Maddox Park, they're going to have a back to school. It says August 5th, Maddox Park, 2 p.m., back to school. There will be a guest speaker, Destiny Rogers, and it will be hosted by the Big Brothers Program and Pride of El Dorado, which is Youth Pride Program, is a great program. And so they're going to be doing that at 2 o'clock in Maddox Park. Okay, and so we'll start our music back. And we're just going to take a few minutes because this is just so, so important. And I believe that God is doing some amazing things in people's life right now. But I know that there are those that are worn, just worn down, that they are going forward and they're doing what God's called them to do and they're living their life, but they are just worn down. So right now we're just going to take a few minutes of just silence and we're going to pray to God and ask Him to reveal Himself and show Himself in the areas that we need Him in. To just reveal Himself in the season that we're in. and to answer any of those questions that we may have right now in that season that we're in. Forward in an area that you know that God has called you to, but you've had trouble in that area. If there's anyone that needs prayer in that area, I just ask that you just come down, come forward. Don't be afraid to just step up and you say, God, I need prayer in this area. I just need prayer just to push through this one area and just to hear your voice better. If I don't want to leave tonight, if there's anyone here who needs prayer in a certain area. Voices of those around them, voices that the enemy is trying to bring to them, whether it be their own doubt in their life, God, I pray that you just give them a courage, a strength, and just a peace in you, God, to go forward in whatever area you've called them to in their life, God. God, we know that the direction you have us in, if we can find peace in that area, God, you bring peace. The enemy brings turmoil and destruction and chaos into our life, God, but you bring peace, Lord. So I just ask, God, as those seek the right direction, bring peace. Bring peace in the area that you have for your people, God. Let them know that this area brings peace because it is the will of God for their life. We all go out into our week, God, this week, that you just provide protection, God. You just provide a covering for everyone in this room, for families, for just everyone as they go throughout this week, Lord. We know that the enemy has really been under attack, but we believe, God, that you are bigger than anything. We know you are bigger than anything that he is trying to do in our life, to our family, to our friends, for those people we love, for those that we pray for, God. So we just ask you, Lord, for an abundance of provision and protection as we go forward in our week this week, God. We just ask that you go before us, that you go before every step that we make, Lord, every decision that we make, God. We just pray it through your will. Lord, we pray as in the upcoming weeks, as our kids go back to school, God, we just pray that you go before them in every way, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we also pray, God, that you just supernaturally, Lord, bring about peace and provision in the areas that those who are trying to go forward, God, in your will. We ask for peace and provision for them to do so, Lord. And thank you for everything, God, that you have put into our life, God. Thank you for that dream you have put in us for our destiny and our future. In Jesus' name.